Oh yeah, it's there we go.
It's Tuesday, 6 o'clock. Let me pull up a stool. It's Bug Out Square. It's it's self-explanatory.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
This week on Bug House Square, I've got heavy flea market finds. 2 weeks in a row. But then I bought some old Polaroid film I was all stoked about. And it was all for naught. You can't. One pointer for you, 40-year-old Polaroid film most likely won't work.
Rainy night down in the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days, we'd pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? A vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
We'll be right back. If you get down and you quarrel every day, you're saying prayers to the devils, I say. Oh, why not help one another on the way?
Make it much easier.
Just yeah, a little bit easier.
Say you just can't live that negative way.
If you know what I mean.
Make way for the positive day. Cause it's news, news and days. New time. And if it's a new feeling, look at it. Said it's a new sign. Oh, what a new day.
Picking up. Are you picking up?
makes your new dreams daily.
Thanks, not long cash.
Father's contradiction.
Sex catches you
and breaks your new dreams daily.
Each day more day.
Turn behind the day train. Turn behind the day train. Happy ever after. It's at the end of the rainbow.
Thank you. Time will come when you Can you hear me now? You cannot hear me.
Oh, hold on. There we go.
Can you hear me?
I can. I can. Absolutely, I can. I've.
Hold on.
Yeah, I was. I'm sorry. I was. I don't know what I was struggling. I was trying to get you, trying to talk to you without putting you on the air. But
actually, are we on the air right now?
We are, man. This is live.
We're live right now,
this is live. I'm. Yeah. Whew. All right. I got it together now. Yeah. This is Bughouse Square. This is a thing we do here at Radio Valencia on the corner of 22nd and Mission. Where it's always flat and sometimes sunny, but it's dark right now, or it's getting dark. It's nice. It's like that last golden glow of twilight. It's kind of nice. Everyone looks good in the twilight. Everyone. Right?
I look good in the twilight.
I know you do.
I know that.
I know you do.
I have a fantastic photo you took of me so many years ago.
Really?
I'm properly backlit, and I have a glow.
Oh, man. You got the hair, the way it lays across your face.
I just put the light behind, kind of flaming up my aura.
Yeah, I did. You got an aura, man. You do. You do. Keep that aura. You never know, man. Sometimes those auras don't last forever.
That's the truth.
Let's see.
What?
I'm doing pretty good. Let's see. I got this idea. So I used to do this segment Rise from the Basement, you know, where home recorders send in stuff. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So I want to do a different, a kind of sub, you know, segment.
A spinoff.
Yeah, sure. A spinoff. But within, I think that's a little too autonomous for it. You know, it's still, I think it's still part of the basement folk. But it's just
like an appendix or an addendum.
Yeah, and maybe a different kind of because it's always been any style, any genre. And in case you're listening and you're a home recordist, send me a link to your music, any style, any genre. But I want to start a thing, and I don't have a name for it yet. And I'm it's just on your phone. So it's I'm not sure of the wording, but it would be just songs that you recorded on your phone, and then no like special effects or anything. It just has to be an acoustic instrument, or vocals or whatever, and no like GarageBand or any effects or that.
Love it.
And then under 3 minutes.
Beautiful, like cellular sound.
Yeah, and because I. You know, I sit around with the phone, you know, and my guitar, and you come up with some, nutty things. So what do you think of a name? I was like, phone song. You got anything coming to your head, Scott?
Cellular sound, man. It's cellular sound.
Cellular sound.
You don't love it. I can tell. No one's into this. Cool. It's not.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, see, that's your generation. You went right to the cell. I'm still like cranking the thing. Are you there, Marge? The telephone on the wall kind of.
This is not a ham radio kind of thing.
Cellular songs.
Sorry, give me a week. Next week I'll show up.
Okay, let's put our heads together. We'll make this happen. But the concept is there. I'm going to.
I hear it.
I may just throw something in there today for proof of concept. We'll see.
Something you just recorded on your phone, just like that, huh?
I did. I just, I do it all the time because that's the only thing that's within my slovenly grasp.
I'm going to give you a small story. This is like a 30-second departure.
Sure. Hold on. Let me grab my beer.
You might want to actually grab a mask or something, like a pillow. No, I was in Italy one time, as one would.
Jeez, really? Is that the start of the story? I was in Italy? Oh,
that is,
God.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
So I walk into this little church, and it's like no one in this church except for, like one of those like really old Italian ladies all dressed in black.
Sure, with a babushka?
You got it, but I think Italian, it's not babushka in Italian.
So. Yeah. It's babushkalini.
There's like chanting and singing and mourning going on.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this is this is deep. This is some heavy. This is heavy. Like, this is like a moment here. So you know what I did? I busted out my phone and recorded that.
Oh, that's evil.
And I just got some recording of some old lady. Like,
and then you just like talk out of your like $1 million rent a car. You like toss like a handful of like worthless currency at her as you sped
enjoy
off.
These goldfish.
That's a great story, man.
I'm making millions on this. I'm gonna stamp it for Yeezy.
You know, in there's in Italy and all, you know, in the Catholic religion, there's professional mourners. You know, these women are very good at it, and they come in and
she was great. She
they
was
bring
pro,
game.
Sure. She had the outfit. She had the uniform. The whole thing.
Yeah, it's
the veil and she had the wrinkles. And
yeah.
Like,
oh
know,
yeah.
She had the tone in her voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very. It's like the photo. I see it. You know. With the rosary beads. Nice. Come on. The profile.
Yeah, man. If you could hear what was on my phone, you would feel like you were there.
Well, yep. Yeah, send me a link, and you can be a contestant. If you can admit,
right.
Well, yeah.
You'll take me for consideration.
I will. I've never like considered any of the contributors. So, you know, send me something and I'll play it, and then right. I'll you know figure out if it was a mistake or not.
Rock and roll, it's found sound. You know, it's not the same as recording on your phone, but it's all good. I'm all about the steel recording. You know what I'm saying?
I do. How was your week anyway?
Terrible.
Oh, yeah. Shit, that's rhetorical. All right.
You know, and it was just capped off by, you know, today is the opening day of Knicks basketball.
Hey, wait a minute. God damn it. I heard a thing about the Knicks, and I wanted to memorize it so I could just, like, throw that out there. It's like Knicks, they're redoing the system or something, and it looks good. They're redoing something. Damn it. And it was so good.
And that's great, right? And so tonight was the night they like revealed it to the world, national TV audience. And they
right.
lost by 30. Like they were losing in the first quarter, and that was it. So like all that promise, all that hope, all that future outlook, all that optimism.
Oh right. Man, sound like a Cubs fan. Sorry, dude.
Yeah. You know how it is. You know how it is. So that's just the capper on quite a week. So you know, yeah. So what I sent to you tonight, play,
uh-huh.
are sounds of doom.
Doom. All right.
Like I picked like a 9-minute song that was just, you know, like mostly screeching and like and noise.
But then you like said no, I can't give him a 9-minute song.
I pared it down to 5 minutes of screeching and noise.
Okay.
But it's a heavy track from Earth. It's got heavy doom vibes. You know, it's got
all right.
It's heavy,
so you're bringing the down. I get it. All right.
Yeah.
I
want you to feel what's inside my black heart right now.
Okay. Sometimes I want to look as ugly as I feel. So, you know.
There you go. There. Sometimes I want to sound as ugly as you look.
But on an awesome, happy note and a big F you to haters of Frisco, went to Hippie Hill on
Frisco?
Sunday.
You didn't say Frisco, did you?
I did say Frisco.
How long have you lived in San Francisco? You haven't learned, gotten the memo that Frisco is not okay.
Oh, it is in the Latino community. It's like it's okay, definitely.
Okay. Lay it on me. What's the memo?
The Frisco. Well, now you threw me off, man. What the hell was I talking about?
I'm sorry.
Well, you were down at the park.
What's that, Scott? Let me turn you on here. We got Scott here. He's back on training. He's all trained, but he just wants to. He likes to come here and
make I like hanging stuff. Out. That's a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that? And he takes notes too. So, could you read back that last part, please?
You were talking about you're over at Hippie Hill. We were talking about
Frisco. Hippie Hill. Yeah. Thank you.
Of course.
So, Hippie Hill, and it was Thundercat was the headliner.
And, I love Thundercat.
And it was so. It was just a beautiful day in the park, and it was free, and it was people, and it was a cool vibe, and people are like in the sun, in the shade. There's kids, there's pets, there's colors, there's different folk. It was fucking great. I love
man,
this town.
You renew my will to live. Thank
yeah.
you for that.
Yeah. All right, and with that, we're gonna go to this, brother. You have a good week. You have a better week. All right, can I connect? It asked me again. It's like, I think it got tired of raping me.
All right. You have a great week. I will talk to you next week.
All right. All right. We'll see you. Here it comes.
Boom. Doom.
Love.
That's part of my flea market find, man. Beatles White record. I got a bunch of Beatles. I got that. I got Abbey Road. I don't know. What can I tell you? I feel it's my duty sometimes to give these records a home. Hey, Scott. We got Scott is in the house. He's training. Continuing to be trained and doing a stand-up job. Have you still working on a name? You got the name? Is it still going to be weird and hard, or what is it?
I said weird and heavy, but that's stupid. I'm going to call it Disaster Sounds.
Disaster Sounds. Okay. Disaster Sounds. Good. And then let's... Scott's very good. He's super organized, and he's been taking notes, and he's got records in his arms. And so let's go through this set. Thank you, Yuri G, for your contribution. Yeah, that was earthen, definitely earthen. We opened up with Les Dudek, I think, from the what was it? Central Park was the song. Let's see. Let me see those.
Yeah.
Here we had Les Dudek in there. There it is. From Ghost Town Parade. That was it. These are flea market finds. Bob Marley and the Wailers. Another Rastaman vibration. Like original thing that feels like canvas. Not canvas. Burlap. Rastaman vibrations. I went to the big hit. Side one, cut one. The Beatles. I had a nice old print of Sgt. Pepper, man. Doesn't have all the stuff in it, but I got it. It's a nice, clean copy. Cheap. Nothing. Beatles from the Abbey Road. A nice Apple version.